Dozens of cranes emerge from the Denver skyline, and the whirring sound of construction acts as proof that one of America's fastest-growing cities isn't slowing down. With a population that's soon to reach 700,000, the U.S. Census Bureau estimates that Denver's population has been and will continue to grow at a rate of 2% per year. Growth can mean jobs and a thriving economy, but there are negative side effects to this growth as well. Traffic, neighborhood densification, and gentrification are problems in many Denver neighborhoods. One such problem at hand is food gentrification. A group of nonprofits in Denver recently convened to discuss these issues at the 4th Annual Food Forward Summit. I spoke with Denver Food Rescue's Turner Wyatt about the causes of and solutions for food gentrification.
The biggest problem is the fact that the neighborhoods that are experiencing gentrification the most rapidly and the most to the greatest negative degree, I guess, are also the ones that tend to have food access issues. So food deserts are really likely to gentrify.
Food gentrification is what happens as food becomes unaffordable to a neighborhood's residents. As more and more people crowd into Denver, neighborhoods have undergone a demographic shift, drawing younger, wealthier, and more highly educated residents to areas that have historically provided affordable housing. One example of this is the Natural Grocer in Denver's Rhino District, near the Ilaria Swansea neighborhood.
The Natural Grocers that went in at 80216 zip code, which is the most polluted zip code in the state, and is really low income, and yet here it has like one of the more expensive grocery stores in it. So the question of, you know, who's that grocery store for? People who have lived there historically in Globeville, Ilaria, Swansea, or people who are moving to the area?
Historically speaking, this industrial corridor has been a food desert, meaning access to affordable and healthy food was scarce. Many residents and experts doubt that building an upscale grocery store is the answer.
Grocery stores are demanded by low-income neighborhoods as an asset to help bring people out of poverty and increase health and everything like that. And yet, like I pointed out, with the Natural Grocers in 80216, grocery stores are also a harbinger for displacement.
While stores like Natural Grocers stock healthy foods like fresh produce that weren't previously available, their prices aren't accessible for every resident. Many of these food options provided aren't affordable or even culturally appropriate, and that's a problem, according to Wyatt.
I think people should care about food and gentrification because it highlights some really interesting and important problems with our food system. And so whether you're someone who just cares about sustainability and increasing the supply of local food, or you're someone who cares about social justice and immigration and poverty and issues that are more commonly found in urban areas, like food and housing are both so foundational and so critical to our survival. And so it should be really interesting to look into the ways that they intersect.
Food gentrification is a complicated problem, and it's unclear exactly what the solution is. What is clear is that as long as Denver continues to grow, food insecurity and gentrification will too. For KGNU, I'm Zoe Rome.